Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community. Ongoing programs including Artists in Residence Open Studios, Arts Education Classes, diverse Blackboard Gallery exhibitions, cultural events, festivals, poetry, comedy, and much more. Come visit Studio Channel Islands, located at 2222 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo, or call 805-383-1368. You may also visit StudioChannelIslands.org for more info about events or view collections or artists.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Does Pizza Man Dan deliver beer and wine to your house?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
And wine?
Yes.
To your house?
Yes.
PizzaManDans.com?
Yes.
Tequila?
No, no tequila.
Cerveza!
PizzaManDans.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I want to wish everybody a happy Saturday, and I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. Of course, we've got a great show for you today, and I do want to start off with giving you the number here, and the number is 805-419-0008. We'd love to get your calls. We love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we want to make sure that you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All those places are more chances to win. And we've got so many events going on. Last week was an amazing weekend with lots of stuff. And we got to see a lot of you out there at the Salsa Festival. Huge turnout there. And then, of course, Taste of Camarillo. I do want to start off with some of our guests that we're going to be having today. And our first one is Dr. Greg Jantz with his book, 40 Answers for Teens, Top Questions. Next, we're going to be talking with Michael Druxman and, of course, his book, Jackie Goes to Hollywood. We've got a whole nother hour. We're going to be here from 6 to 8. And, of course, we always like to talk about the brighter side of life. I do want to talk about some of our great events that we have going on, and of course, we'd love to give tickets away. And of course, that number is 805-419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. Good morning, beautiful souls. Happy Saturday. Be kind to yourself. Today is a new day. All right, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, Kim, we do have the Rubicon Theater Company, their presentation of On the Town. It's a great play. It's a musical from the classic movie of the 40s. There's dancing, there's singing, and it's local kids who have put on this production, On the Town. We have tickets for that. Wings of Camarillo Air Show is presented by the California Aeronautical University. More than just an air show, it's been about warbirds, aviation history, veterans, cool aircraft, cool cars, too. We will be there, and we have tickets to give away. The Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents their 6th annual Brewfest. You've never had more fun donating to charity and enjoying those great brews at the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. And that is coming up Thursday, August 24th. Finally, we have California Kettle Corn, high-quality kernels, hand-popped and homemade, family-owned since 2007. And Kim, you have your very own kettle corn that has your logo on it that you give
right.
to friends
That's
and give out
right.
at events. It's
in
cool.
fact, I've got a couple to give away right now. And if you call in right now, let's just start off with some amazing kettle corn. And they're starting to do all these great flavors. So, oh my God, I love it. I love sharing that with everybody. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. 0008 is the number. I do want to remind you also of our newsletter that goes out every single week. And we'd love to share what you're doing there with everyone. And not only that, if you have a business or a event that you would like to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, give us a call at 805-419-0008. Or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. We've got some things happening today and or this that are coming up. And I know that Tom's talked about it. But I do want to mention that the Rubicon Theater is going to be presenting On the Town. And everyone loves Rubicon. We get so many callers for that. So I'd love to share that. That's going to be August 4th. Through the 12th, and I'm just going to put a pair of tickets out for that. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. All right, we're going to start with our first guest, and Dr. Greg Jantz. Are you there?
Hey, I'm with you today.
Hey, how are you?
I am alive and well, doing wonderful today.
Very cool, very cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and being a teenager is kind of tough these days, right? I mean, I've got a couple of them that are just hit 21 and 22, but, you know, talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, being a teenager, well, they have more opportunity to, you know, get off on the wrong step because these days, probably than ever before, you know, we've got the interference of technology. We have more opportunity for addiction. So, yeah. You know, being a teenager is always a challenge, but maybe there's more challenges these days.
You know what's interesting? I think I was talking to somebody. I'm not sure if it was an interview or what, but, you know, the kids, even going into kindergarten, used to have to count to 10, okay, and know their ABCs, you know?
Yeah.
And now they have to count to 100, and they need to know how to spell. I'm like, gosh, the pressures are just, you know, I just think they're just huge. And nobody, it's not like you go, okay, I reached my goal. It's like, okay, you reached that. Now what's next? And
right.
I think that's really hard. And I think it's a lot of pressure, not only for the kids, but even the parents. We don't know what, you know, where to kind of make our boundaries and applaud them for what they're doing.
Well, that's a good point. So I think really what we understand is there's more pressure now than ever before.
Yeah, I totally agree. So you start right out by saying that teens want their parents to respect them. Is respect earned or conferred?
Well, respect is given, but it's also earned. Respect really means I honor you. I honor who God made you to be. I honor you. And there's a sense of esteeming another person. That's really what we want to do. That's what a teenager wants. Now, do they make mistakes? Yes, they do. And do we have a period of time where maybe respect is re-earned? And I think we do, but there's a period of time where really it's trust that's re-earned.
That's interesting. Okay. So let me ask you, is there a difference between boys and girls? I mean, I know there is because I've got two of each, you
yes.
know, but I think that the boys feel like, oh, God, I didn't do good again, or they, you know, they're a little harder on themselves, and girls are hard on themselves in a different way.
Well, I think boys, sometimes a teenage boy, and one of the things we look for, Kim, is the boy ever have a sense of betrayal? A teenage boy who feels betrayed can be very, this is where we see rageaholic, this is where we see them acting out. Most of the shooters that we've had in school shootings are young males who have had something happen that they felt betrayed. So how boys or young men handle betrayal is one way a girl may internalize. So there's differences, and I'm making some generalities. I understand that. But,
correct.
we may handle things much differently. A boy will handle rejection differently than a girl typically.
That's interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. One, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I thank you so much for waking up with us. We are talking with Dr. Jantz, and he is a best-selling author of 35 books. And I'm telling you, this guy's got a huge source of expert ranging from behavior-based afflictions as well as drug and alcohol addictions. And I love when you come on here. We would just talk about, you know what I love about our show is we talk about the things that a lot of people don't talk about, and yet they really need to share. And some of us are in crisis, and there's not really a lot of places to go. I know that mental health really has a hole. And what's your thought on that?
You know, mental health issues, we know that the rates of depression among our young people really truly are record highs. So we've got more depressed teens. Technology can add to that and inflame that depression. We also have higher anxiety levels than ever before. I think it's fair to say we live in an age and a culture where there could be a lot of things for a young person to feel hopeless about for their future.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting when you say that. And, you know, we do talk about the brighter side of life here.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of adults that feel hopeless right now. The world is in a very unsure place. And so what we kind of reflect or what we project into the universe, sometimes our kids are like, well, if my mom and dad don't feel comfortable, God, what is there going to be for me?
Yeah, isn't that true?
Yeah. So obviously adolescence is a tough time for both teens and their parents. Is there any professional advice for parents in how to navigate this turbulent time?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I did this book, 40 Answers for Teens' Top Questions, and I took my oldest son. And
how old is he?
Well, when we did this book, he was just going into transitioning from junior high, middle school to high school.
Wow, that's a huge transition right there.
Yep, graduated from high school this year, going into college now. So, but what we did was, what's it like for a teen? What's it like? What are their answers to questions, and what do they need? So that's what we did.
Wow.
And because a teen who's kind of come through it, you know, another teen may listen to them, and that's our hope.
Wow. So what is, you think, the most prevalent question that is asked in this book?
Well, there's several, and one of the most prevalent questions really is the question around anything to do with sexuality and sex. We live in an age where there's a lot of confusion. The other questions that come up a lot is for a boy, when do I become a man? What's the, you know, there's no clear transition for our young men. Also, you know, the questions: how do we really treat members of the opposite sex?
Mm.
And so, a lot of questions around that. Of course, there's questions around technology and how do I have, you know, technology? There's cyberbully behavior. So there's so many issues for our youth to look at.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility being a kid. You know, what's interesting, and I don't know if you are familiar with the show Fosters. Have you ever heard of that?
I'm sorry, didn't the show what?
The Fosters.
I am not familiar.
Oh my gosh, you need to tune in on it. I have to tell you, you know, it's interesting. I watch it because there's just so many emotional feelings that I think they nailed it. They nailed it, and it's about a whole foster family, but the boys and the girls and the troubles, and you know, it's pretty amazing. I think you would really just look at it and go, wow, okay. But here's the thing is, you know, boys are supposed to be gentlemen, but yet at the same time, these girls are asking so much of them and basically flirting with them, putting them on the line, but yet they're not supposed to feel their feeling. There's just so many. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, there's a lot of role confusion, isn't
there? Yeah.
And this is why we need to be talking about these things, because our young people do not know, you know, what's, because there's so much, there's transgender issues, and you know.
It's honestly, really on the Fosters, they cover that. I mean, there is it's a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what is different in, you know, Dr. Jance, is that there's a lot of, it's like almost across the board, anything goes.
Yeah.
What happened to having boundaries? And I don't want to say respect, but it's like anything goes. So what does a parent do to say, you know what, that's not really okay for our family, or that's okay for our family?
Right.
There's just nothing to go on.
And that's right. What's right and what's wrong has become more and more fuzzy and confusing, hasn't it?
Yeah, I really think that that's a huge topic and a problem for the family's morals. And, you know, you have a religious family, and then you have, you know, your kids that they want to do a different thing than what you believe in. And so, I mean, I have friends right now that are going through that, and they come to me and they're like, what do you think? And I said,
yeah,
I think that you need to love them for who they are, not for their choices. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, people change when they feel love and acceptance. That does not imply I agree with you, okay? But people change in the presence of love and acceptance. So don't worry. I mean, so often, you know, we want to condemn. And yes, can a person get off way on the right, wrong track? Absolutely, they can.
Yeah.
But you know, you think about, does an adult change when I'm, pushed around and judged, or does an adult change when I feel love and acceptance and I feel value? I'm more motivated to make changes in my life, and that's what our young people need as well.
Wow, support, love, and knowing that they're okay. I totally agree. Dr. Jance, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I'd love
you
to just kind of get a little deeper into this book. If you are just tuning in with us, thank you so much for waking up with us, starting your day. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock. We've got some amazing guests. And again, we're so glad you're here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I would love to give some tickets away. And we've got the 6th Annual Brew Fest presented by the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks. And that is happening over on August 24, Thursday. We've got tickets, and I'd love to share them with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hard-working broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th Annual Brew Fest. You'll never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. Experience over 19 craft breweries, along with local restaurants and live music by the well-known Southern California band Injun. This exciting event takes place at the Conejo Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis behind the well-known Thousand Oaks Library, and the perfect location to enjoy your afternoon. Come join us for some amazing craft beer and meet local brewers that put their heart and soul hustle into making the best beers in the county. We look forward to seeing you there. For more information, visit www.tobrewfest.com. That's www.tobrewfest.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to do a little shout out. And of course, this is for Make-A-Wish Foundation Over the Edge. And it's a rappel for the cause. And that's happening this Friday and Saturday, August 4th and 5th. And of course, what a great cause and what a great fun. It's like a win-win. If you have this on your to-do list or your bucket list, I would say, you know what, you can do this and help somebody at the same time. And of course, that's happening at the National University Building in Oxnard. So if you haven't already signed up for it, definitely check that out and go to overtheedge.com. All right. Well, I want to say welcome back. And of course, we're talking with Dr. Greg Jantz, and we're talking about 40 answers for teens and for questions. Or 40 answers for the teens' top questions. And of course, this was compiled with him and his son, which is such a great thing. Like, if you can't get it from yourself, ask who you're dealing with, right?
Well, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, out of the mouths of babes, as they call it, right? What does love and rules have to do with each other?
Love and rules. Well, rules really represent boundaries or guardrails in one's life. And I am excited to establish boundaries in a youth, and that means boundaries around time, money, boundaries around, when I say time, I mean how do they maintain and control time in their life. You'll notice that a teenager has a lot of usually issues around time, planning. So we begin to teach them about boundaries and margins in their life early on, so they're able to manage time, which is managing boundaries, which is respecting rules. And so it can be a challenge, but think in terms of no kid likes to have a lot of rules, but they will respect appropriate boundaries that feel respectful of them.
So I'm sure that all my listeners have heard of tough love. What's your thought on that?
Tough love. I think there's times where I love you, but these really are violations, and you've got to have a strong boundary and a strong consequence. I need to understand as a teenager, if I do certain things, what is the consequence?
So they need to know that ahead of time.
Yes.
I agree. And so what if they just keep acting out or making bad decisions? What is a parent to do about that?
We're going to continue consequences, but consequences also raise in their severity, if you will. And you say, well, does that really matter? You know, it does. But I'm also going to interject, I want to have a mentor. I want to have somebody in their life that is going to be an influence besides just a parent.
I love that. I love that. You know what? I always say to my friends that, well, and I, of course, they wouldn't be my friends if I didn't respect them and want to be around them. But I always say, please, they'll be like, you know, if you need me to talk to your kids or vice versa, because we have the same morals, we have the same outlooks, we have the same wants for our children. Obviously, it's different if it's my kid or their kid. But sometimes kids hear different things, and they don't hear it from us. They hear that, wah, 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 right?
Yep.
And so I love that, because I've always said, even when my kids were younger, they'd be like, oh, Mom, you're not going to be – I'm like – because I'm not here doesn't mean I've got a lot of eyes out there, and they know how I feel about it. And I think I've told this story before, is one of my daughters, you know, was just about to get on a motorcycle, on the back of a motorcycle, and we forbid that. And, you know, when they were young, And I said, she was getting on and someone was coming out of the grocery store and they're like, oh my God, we had talked about it. And they called me. I was in Palm Springs and I called her. I'm like, seriously, what are you thinking? And she's like, oh my God, you have eyes everywhere, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I said that, you know what the consequence is. And so she's like, I'm getting off right now. But that's what you got to do. You have to have a support team.
You know, we do. And the support team usually is non-family. You know, family is so important, but non-family as well.
I totally agree. And that's why, you know, as friends and, you know, yes, you know, either religiously or just, you know, people that have your same morals, that is so important. So let me ask you, what are we going to find from this book and what are some practical tips for communication between parents and their teens?
Well, one of the things that we want you to find from 40 Answers is a place to have dialogue with your teen, male or female. And what I mean by that is it's designed for you to read as well as to be very interesting for them to read. That's why we've offered it with my son, Another Teenage Perspective. It's a place. And there's little sections where it's intentional dialogue. It's to help you talk about difficult topics. It's to help you keep topics as ongoing, you know, discussion. A topic about sex or a topic about pornography is not a one-time conversation. So this is all about aiding you to maintain these conversations.
I love that. You know, it's interesting. I have a friend who her son's younger, and I was telling her, you know, just from my experience, and I think that parents need to also express and share their experiences because, you know, as we get up the ladder, we look back and we hopefully help the next person in line. That's what my show is all about. And I said, you know, one of the biggest things that a lot of people don't eat together, don't have dinner, don't have breakfast.
Right.
And I really encourage that. And I encourage them to look into their children's eyes and make sure that they're still connected, because at your place at that time, when the kids start going to high school, what I was experiencing is that my kids were in a very small environment. I knew most of the parents. I was very involved with the school. And then when they got into high school, there was like hundreds of kids and I don't know those kids. And so they started to be, you know, I would say, people were, you know, they had other ideas and other thoughts and they didn't come back and ask me about those. And so they were influenced by other people and I had no choice other than to just trust that their judgment. But that's not good enough, because if you're not connecting and checking in with your kids, you're going to lose them.
Yeah, we've got it. And that's really what we want to do. And part of the book is to keep that bridge alive, keep that communication alive. That's right.
Wow. I love that. What final words of encouragement or caution can you leave with the parents?
Stay in the game with them.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in the game.
Yeah.
You may feel like, oh, my kid has made so many bad decisions, and you feel very discouraged. You pray over their future.
I love
that.
Stay
in the game with them. And God can get them back on the right road.
Yeah.
It's going to be, so don't lose hope. And also find ways to integrate others into the picture besides just you. It's not just a one parent or two parents. There's others that can be great influence, and God will use them.
I love that. Again, Dr. Greg Jantz, thank you so much for joining us here. And a little shout out there for Greg Jantz Jr. Okay.
Thank you. Yep.
I love that. We always have to make everybody feel important. And you know, we all are here for a purpose and we all are making a difference. So I thank you so much, both of you, for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please share our show with everyone. Thank you. All right. Again, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Michael Druxman. And we're going to talk about his latest book, Jackie Goes to Dixie. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And, of course, I do want to talk about Wings of Camarillo. The air show is coming up, and that is Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th. And we've got tickets to share. So I'd love you to call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, this year is all about the aviation history, veterans, cool aircraft, cool cars, and of course you don't want to miss the fun day for the aviation lovers, including parachute jumpers and helicopter rides. All that is happening again Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th. And if you need more information and you want to know more about it, go to wingsovercamarillo.com. I do want to move into our next guest, and Michael Druxman, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, where do I start? You know, I live in Austin, Texas now. I spent 45 years in Hollywood. I was a publicist, a playwright, a screenwriter, did some directing, Now I'm writing books.
Wow. How many books do you have?
Honestly, I don't know. Because,
I've
written a lot of plays, and they're all published, in book form. And I would say if you include the plays and the published screenplays, we're talking over 40.
Wow. How long does it take you to write a book?
Depends on the book. The Jackie Goes to Dixie, which is my new novel, which I came up with the idea for it almost 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, I kept writing on it and putting it down, and I finished it, several months ago.
That's very cool. So what is Jackie Goes to Dixie? Is that?
Jackie Goes to Dixie is about a Las Vegas, it takes place in the 1970s,
okay.
And it's about a Las Vegas comic, brash Jewish, named Jackie Moss.
Okay.
And Jackie gets accidentally booked into a one-night gig deep in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas, and it's a mistake. There's a country western singer by the name of Jake Moss, and that's who the people thought they were booking.
No way. Okay.
So he gets up there, and he, you know, it's a fish out of water story, and you can imagine the problems he runs into. And
well, yeah, they're expecting a whole different act, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's not a very friendly audience. And he gets, you know,
he gets,
you know,
booed, and he gets, yeah.
Yeah, he, you know, he gets into a lot of trouble.
Has this ever happened? Is that where you got this from, or is this totally, like, not true?
Well, it's fiction, but the character, you know, when I was a publicist, I represented many very well-known comedians, Jack Carter, Jackie Vernon, Stanley Myron Handelman, Rip Taylor. And so, you know, that's where the comedian, the Vegas thing came from.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I think, you know, I keep trying to think how I got it, got the Ozark aspect in it. And for the life of me, I can't remember. You know, maybe I saw Deliverance about the time I came up with the idea.
Right, right. Wow. So are most of your books fiction?
Some of them are fiction. Some of them are fiction based on fact. For example, my last novel, it was called Murder in Babylon, and it was about the William Desmond Taylor murder, which was the famous unsolved or infamous unsolved murder of the Hollywood director back in 1922, which, you know, complete, you know, one of the big scandals of the silent film era, and the case is still unsolved. But I follow all the facts of the case, but my point of view is a fictional newspaper reporter. But everything about the case is absolutely true.
Okay.
In fact, I reveal who the real killer is.
Oh, so when they read the book, they're done, right? They got it all.
They'll know who it is.
Okay. I love it. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us, waking up, starting your day in a positive way. We're so glad that you are here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am Kim. And we're talking with Michael Druxman, and we're talking about one of his many books. You can't even remember how many books you wrote, but because that's not the only thing you do, you were also a PR executive for Top Stars too, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I had my own public relations firm for about 35 years.
Wow. And let me ask you, not to change the subject, but what made you move to Austin?
My wife wanted to move.
Okay. get out of LA, right?
She wanted to get away from her family. She was having problems with her family, and she wanted to move to Austin. So me being a good husband, I...
How long have you been married?
We've been married a little over 15 years.
Okay.
But, you know, she's number three.
Okay. All right. Well, 15 is good. You got a good lead there, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. I mean, and, you know, that's an interesting topic even, you know, in Hollywood, you see, how do I want to say this? So many marriages, everything is, you know, it's like in with the old or out with the old, in with the new, right?
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But this one is a keeper.
Well, there you go. And I'm not pertaining to you. I'm really pertaining to more just celebrities. They all live in a glass bowl. Everybody watches them. So there's not really a lot of room for error, right?
That's true. It's more so now than it was, you know, back when the studios, you know, ruled. But there's nobody to protect your actors now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there were plenty of scandals that got hushed up back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s.
Right.
Because, you know, the studios were very well connected. But today, every actor and actress is on their own.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so there's no protection for any of the scandals. So it gets out and then it's like, oh, God, I got to, you know, what am I going to do? Right. Instead of working it through and kind of staying there.
That's true. That's true.
So who are some of the people that you worked with in Hollywood?
Well, I had, you know, I represented Howard Keel and Katherine Grayson. I represented Abe Vigoda, Steve Canaley from Dallas.
Wow.
The TV star, Dan O'Herlihy, Michael and Sarah. You know, the great songwriting team, Paul Francis Webster and Sammy Fain.
Yeah. Very cool.
John Williams was a client for a while, Barbara Hershey. I mean, there were a lot.
So is there, you know, when you kind of look through your life, is there something that you take from each person, or like when we look back on our life of what we did in our life and all the people that you worked with, I mean, those are amazing, famous people. Is there a lesson that you learned from each one of them, or is there something that stands out?
Well, not lesson from each one of them. I was just a privilege to be able to be part of these people's lives. I'm from Seattle, mm-hmm. and from age four, I saw the movie Pinocchio,
mm-hmm.
and Hey Diddly Dee, an actor's life for me. Mm-hmm. And from that moment, the only thing I wanted to do is to be a part of show business.
I love it.
And, you know, I graduated from college, got in my car, drove down to Los Angeles, and lived there for 45 years. And I wormed my way into the business, you might say.
You do that? I mean, people always want to be like, you know, I would love to be on TV. I want to have my own show. How do you do that?
Well, the way I did it, you can't do it anymore.
I know. Okay. But you know,
but
it's interesting.
The way I did it.
My mom was a hairstylist for the studio, and so she was from England, and she's been doing it for, you know, ever. She just passed away last year, but she did all of Dallas. She did all of Knott's Landing. She did
I had Steve Canale on Dallas, of course.
Okay, so there you go. Yeah, and she did, who was Joan Collins on?
I know.
Dynasty. Yeah. She did all the hair for Dynasty. You know, I had every opportunity at that time because I do hair too.
Right.
But I was raising four kids and my mom was single. That was her life. And that was probably your life, correct?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to get into the creative end.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the publicity gave me the connection. So that I could eventually, it took me 10 years of trying to sell my first screenplay, but it gave me the connections to get into the creative end. So, you know, the last 10 years or so I was in the business, I was writing screenplays, I did some directing, and that's what I really wanted to do. But I got into the business, I came up with an idea, you know, when I started as a publicist, it was in the second half of the 60s. And if you wanted to hire a publicist back then, you were talking $500 to $1,000 a month. Now it's, you know, considerably more, but that's 1960s money. I came up with an idea of a budget, sort of a Walmart publicity service, where, you know, people who couldn't afford those big fees could still get the publicity. And I started advertising in the trade papers, and within a month or two, I'm starting to represent some very well-known clients.
Wow.
In fact, Paul Francis Webster was one of my early clients. Pat Harrington, who was another very early client.
That's awesome. Michael, will you do me a favor? We need to take a really quick break, but will you stay on with me?
I would love to.
Okay, cool. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'd love to share some things that are going to be happening. One, this weekend we've got American Cancer Society presenting Enchanted Evening of Hope, and that is the Ventura County Gold Coast Gala. That's happening this Saturday night at the Eden Gardens in Moore Park, and I love to help. You know, I'm all about many hands make little work. And so if you are not going to be able to be there or you want to just make a donation, please go to venturagala.org for more information and you can make a donation there. we need to fight this all together. And another one that I'm going to be working on, and I'll be at both of them, is Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. And, of course, that's happening October 7th and October 14th. Thousand Oaks is the 7th. Ventura is the 14th. And with your passion, no one will walk alone. So we'd love to share that with you. Again, if you are just tuning in, listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, I would love to always give back. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We've got Boots and Brew Country Music Festival coming up. And I'd love to get some people tuning in for that and give some tickets away. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to talk about some of our guests that are going to be joining us on our next hour. We've got Max Strom, and he is doing a new course on Breathe to Heal. He's amazing, and I met him in person, went to one of his things, and I would love to introduce him to you. Also, we have the aerobatic instructor, Judy Phelps, and she's going to be talking about Wings Over Camarillo, and of course, we've got tickets for that, so we'd love to share that with you. And then we've got Lisa Goich, and she is going to be talking about 14 Days, and it's a memoir. So we'd love to share that with you in our next hour. Right now we're talking with Michael Druxman, and we're talking about one of his many books, adventures, and gosh, lots of things that he's done. And again, we're so glad that you are tuned in here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Michael, thank you so much for staying on with us.
Thank you. Incidentally, I used to live in Ventura County.
Oh, you love it. Then you'll probably love it out here, huh?
I lived in Agoura.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And,
perfect.
For like 12 years.
There you go. I know. It's, you know, we kind of have the best of the both worlds here because we've got the ocean right by us, and yet it's such a quaint town. So, although I know where you live, and I love it out there too.
Right. Well, so, you know, well, I live in Austin now, Texas, which is quite a bit different. You know?
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but yeah, very cool. So, without naming names, are there some Hollywood stars you were not fond of, or any still owe you money, or
oh, yeah.
How does that work?
Oh, absolutely. There's a very famous comedian. I won't mention his name because he's still alive that owes me money.
Okay.
I got a judgment in court, but you know, try and collect.
Yeah.
It.
What does that really mean anymore, right?
Right.
I love it.
You know, Judge Judy was around at the time. I probably have gotten the money.
I love it. That's funny.
But there were some difficult people. But there was also, you know, people I loved working with. You know,
who was the most amazing person that you just, you know how like you kind of like.
Amazing.
Yeah, you learn about them and then you go, oh my God, I had no idea that, you know, they're just such a genuine.
Amazing, you know, that doesn't ring. You know, at one point I represented Peter Hercos, the psychic.
Okay.
You know, the famous psychic who, you know, worked on the Boston Strangler case.
Right.
Amazing.
Really?
I would say, you know, if I had to pick one client that I'm most proud of representing, it was probably Paul Francis Webster and Sammy Fain.
Wow.
I did a Oscar campaign for them. They had a song from a picture you've never heard of and never would want to see. And it was just, you know, they had a song in the movie, which was butchered in the movie. And the, but Sammy Fain had cut a demo of it. And they wanted to see if they could get an Oscar nomination. So they came to me and I said, well, why don't we do a thing called Dial-A-Song? I'll put a couple of phone lines and answering machines in my office. People will advertise the phone number. People can call in and hear the song. And we did that. The song, my phones, they were driving me crazy. They were ringing off the hook for 2 weeks while we were doing this Oscar campaign. But we got the nomination. We got into the five. Unfortunately, Eddie Albert sang the song on the Oscars. Unfortunately, that was the year Barbara Streisand's Evergreen. So we lost.
Which was a great song, too.
Yeah, but we were in the five. And I would, you know, the campaign is in the Oscars. The history books you read about the Oscars, mentioned the campaign.
I love that. I love that. All right. So what advice do you have for anyone who's listening who might want to break into the show business? I know it's so different now, but...
I don't know what I would do today. I mean, I would go, you know, I would do what I, you know, if I was the age I was when I came to Hollywood, which was 22, I would get a normal job and sort of look the territory over for, you know, it took me about a year and a half or so, and try to find a way in.
Right. You know, it's interesting when you say that. It's like you, even if you have to sweep floors, you just get in there. There's, I forget who it was, and they went in there, swept floors. I think it was a radio. They had their own radio show. And, of course, I was looking to kind of see how somebody would do it. And then one time the DJ didn't show up. And they were like, are you in there? Yeah. Can you just start the machine? And they just started talking like, you weren't supposed to talk. Well, wait a minute, you know. And that's how it works.
But, you know, with all due respect, I don't know if I would sweep floors.
I know.
Or write tables. And I'll tell you why. Because I went in there as a publicist, and these people, the people would come to me and ask my advice, and I would be on, you might say, equal level with them. So if you're sweeping floors or you're in the mail room,
that's where you stay.
You know, or there's a mental thing.
Okay. You know what's interesting that you said that? Because I also am a hair therapist, and I always say, if you start off at an assistant, don't stay at that store because at that salon, because that's what they're always going to think of you.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of what you're saying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the advice I would give. Take every reasonable opportunity that comes your way, because you never know where it will lead.
Right. Well, my grandmother used to say, opportunity only knocks once. A missed opportunity knocks the second time, right?
Absolutely.
I love that. So let me ask you, how do you get your ideas for your books, and who's your inspiration?
Well, I don't know. I enjoy Woody Allen.
Okay.
I enjoy, I love Neil Simon's writing. My ideas just come to me, you know.
Do you wake up in the middle of the night? Because that's what I do.
No,
okay.
No. I'll tell you, I'll give you a couple examples. I was going, you know, back in the, I guess, in the 80s, I was driving to a movie theater to see The Untouchables with Kevin Costner. which was about Al Capone. And I said to my, and I'd been studying, I've always been fascinated with John Dillinger. And I'm driving, and I said to myself, my God, Al Capone meets John Dillinger. And that led, the wheels started turning, and all of a sudden, I have a screenplay which was made into a movie called Dillinger and Capone with Martin Sheen and F. Murray Abraham. Not happy with the resulting movie, but,
How hard is it to write a movie? Is it like writing a book and then you turn it into a movie and then you present it?
That's a difficult question. Yeah. But once I get the idea and I know where I'm going, it's I find it very easy.
But who do you present it to? Do you have a lot of people that you go, okay, I have this movie, and then they have to purchase it and make it a movie?
Well, what happened with me is I wrote, it took me 10 years of trying to sell my first screenplay.
Right.
And the way I sold got my first movie made was that one of my publicity clients was Abe Vigoda.
Mm.
And so I wrote a screenplay in which he was basically the co-lead.
Wow.
And I gave it to Abe, and he liked it, and he had just done a movie with a, an independent producer, and so he put us together, and that's how the movie got made.
I love it. What was the name of that movie?
Okay, it's a movie, please don't see it, it's called Keaton's Cop. It's
okay.
It's with Abe and Lee Majors and Don Rickles.
I love it. And please don't see it.
No, I thought that movie was going to come out, and that was going to be the end of my
life. Hey, you know what I love about you?
What?
Is you just, it doesn't matter if they're good or bad, you just keep trying.
Absolutely. Well, you can't, that's, you have to.
Yeah, no,
you
that's the
to.
Brighter side of what
I,
you're doing, life is short, just keep
absolutely.
Doing it.
Then I got involved with Roger Corman, and he bought the Dillinger and Capone movie, and he bought another movie of mine, and a script of mine, and then he started giving me assignments.
Wow, I love that.
You
Michael?
Know, you have to. You can't.
You can't give
up.
If
you want to make a living in as a screenwriter in Hollywood, you have to get assignments.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
Michael, we're at the end of this hour, and I so thank you for being here. You were really interesting. Where do we get your book?
You can get. It's called Jackie Goes to Dixie. You can get it in paperback or on Kindle through Amazon. And there's a audio version in the works, which should be out by the end of next month.
Perfect. I look forward to reading it. And thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone. And it was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We are at the end of our first hour. And, of course, we have a whole nother hour. And, of course, we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Positive thoughts are not enough. There have to be positive feelings and positive actions. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I got this feeling.